Hi, this is Keith, and you're listening to the Retro Radio Podcast.
But we need a master of ceremonies.
Well, what's the matter with that Prince Charming that leads the orchestra?
And don't forget us.
We're the Retro Guts. I'm David.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Jill.
Surely you've seen things like this before.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
What happened?
But the word is getting out.
Because they're clamoring to see me back east.
It's always family-friendly, always good, clean, fun.
The story's got more holes in it than a fishnet.
It's the place where
new tech
meets old tech and
likes it.
Visit us on the web at retro-otr.com.
Now,
while you're there, leave me an email, comment on any of the shows, drop us a line. We would love to hear from you. Well, hey everyone out there, this is your host Keith once again, and we're still enjoying Jack Benny Month here at the Retro Radio Podcast. And tonight, I have a show that's a little different. In fact, I don't know that I've even heard of this show before I started doing some searching around the web in the past couple weeks for Jack Benny guest star appearances. Because I thought I would feature Jack Benny while he's not on the Jack Benny Show. Now, this happens to be the Seal Test Variety Theater featuring Dorothy Lemoore. I think it was only a show that was on for one season. And I think, actually, Dorothy Lemoore is probably one of the most underrated actresses in Hollywood of her day. She may not be the most out there actress, like some Ava Gardner or one of those, what they call them, oomph girls back in those days, but she had a nice, kind of a friendly personality. And this, and though she did go, really far with her acting and music, she just, in my opinion, I don't think she quite made it as big as what I guess Hollywood and the business would let her get. But anyhow, she does have this show, the Seal Test Variety Theater, and I don't have my notes handy, so let me know what's the date on this show.
December 9th, 1948. How was that?
Okay. And the thing with her show is she usually would have two guests, a dramatic person and a comedy person, or a comedy team. And she would, the first bit would be a short dramatic sketch, sometimes, humorous, in the drama. And then they, of course, it's intersprinkled with her singing songs because, hey, she is a singer actress and it's her show. So she gets to sing. And then this last half of the show is generally where they do the comedy bits. And so with that said, an explanation of the show, and knowing that it is Jack Benny Month, you can guess who's going to be on our show today.
Ah, but it was great fun. Come in. Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I want to take this opportunity of wishing you and your company a very, very happy new year.
Well, and who are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. So, I do have a couple more shows for the rest of the month that I'd like to do for our Jack Benny Month. I could probably go on and do quite a few more, because Jack Benny is one of the guys, just, at least for me, just can't get enough of.
Remember our bargain, Julia, when I saved your father from ruin? Well, the time has come. And whether you love me or not, you're stuck with me. Now what do you say?
Oh, shut up.
So anyway, I've been talking for quite a while. There was something else I wanted to say. Let me think.
Oh no, here it comes.
On the webpage, I know I had mentioned before, I've temporarily taken down my donate button. I haven't quite got it back there yet. Been kind of busy with technical issues and problems and stuff. But it'll be back there eventually. In the meantime, the way PayPal works is all you really need to do is know an email address And the email address that you could do a PayPal donation to would be keith@retro-otr.com. And if I recall, the way that works is you visit the PayPal page, and there's a link that says, you know, send money or receive money. And then you click, you know, send, and then you type in the email address, and whatever the form says is pretty straightforward. And of course, if the electronic transfer is not your way to do, then I do have that good old contact page, retro-otr.com/contact. And besides my email form, you'll see my actual real mailing address, and you know what to do.
Thanks again for your wonderful letters, and in part payment.
Save 31 cents on the giant economy size.
All right, I think that's what I had to say about the webpage. And so we better get going, or we'll just never get this show off the road. So take it away, Retrobots.
How about a short track before we get started? Here's Jack, Don, and Robert Taylor.
All right. Oh, Don, introduce this number, will you?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we now bring you Jack and Bob, those rhythm rascals, who will give you their interpretation of Mighty Lack a Roll.
Are you going to stop? I'll stop. Pretty little flower.
Just play it, Jack.
Oh, by the way, Bob, you were in Europe this summer, weren't you?
Yes, I was, Jack.
Well, tell me, how did you find London?
I asked a policeman.
What goes around a button?
A goat.
You guessed it the first time. Forty, boys, 40. Give it everything, Bob.
Now for our featured presentation.
Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, Walk Egan's answer to Yasha Heifetz, Jack Benny, and one of America's favorite song and dance men, George Murphy. And here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of Variety Theater, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and hello, everyone. Like the man says, there's good news tonight. In one corner is my old friend, a broth of a lad if I ever saw one, and begorra, I've seen one, George Murphy. And in the other corner, that suave, slave-driving boss of mine, just finished a picture for him, Jack Benny. Boys, take a bow.
Say, Dottie, did you two really just finish a picture together?
Together? I worked for him. Brother, what a boss. You should have seen that picture contract he drew up. Wow.
I didn't think it was so bad. It was a standard contract.
That was a standard contract? What about clause 42C?
What is wrong with that clause?
Whoever heard of the star doing the producer's laundry?
Well, I did it when I worked for the Warner Brothers. There are two of them. By the way, Dottie, how did you like working for Jack?
I don't know. I worked for Benny.
You mean,
Yes, no Jack.
Hey, that's... You know, that's pretty good, Dorothy. You're a good comedian. Have you ever done any comedy?
Well, I worked with Bob Hope.
That's a pretty good start, yes. Oh, George, I wanted to talk to you, too. You know, I'm thinking of making a musical picture, and I'd like to use you and Dorothy. I can just see the name up in lights now. Jack Benny Presents.
Now, wait a minute. What about L'Amour and Murphy in lights?
Look, kid, let's not go crazy working for the electric company, you know. It's enough. That's my name.
Jack, George, Dottie, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Oscar, Herman, Julian, and even Stanislaus. Please stand by and spare us half a mo. No less, no mo.
Get the best, get seal test.
When the youngsters get that ice cream gleam in their eyes, you're likely to hear...
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
And the biggest shout of all goes up for seal test ice cream. It's the top-ranking favorite with both grown-ups and growing-ups. You know why? Because flavor for flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. It's better in every way. In smooth as velvet texture, in creamy richness, in wonderful lip-smacking flavor. Next time you crave ice cream, make it Seal Test, the outstanding quality ice cream of America. Always
get the best, get Seal Test.
And here's Dottie, who not only does her Christmas mailing early, but her Christmas singing, too. So ready for the bottom of your tree is a lovely little vocal package, all tied up nice and purty with buttons and bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or shirts that I've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep us in those silks and satins and linens that show, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimmin' where women are women in high silk hose and the peekaboo pose, the French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. As far as the man standing next to me is concerned, and as far as introducing him is concerned, I'm what you might call stuck. There's so much to say, especially when the guy in question happens to be a very close friend. So I'll put it this way. If you were introducing George Murphy, what would you say? That's what I thought. Well, George, Carlton Cadell's ready to set the scene, so we'd better stand by.
Right, Dottie. As our comedy sketch opens, we find ourselves at Lacey's department store. The curtain rises on a scene in the interior of this rather exclusive establishment as a young man approaches the floor walker.
Excuse me, sir. Could you help me out?
I'd be delighted. Anything in particular?
Well, I have quite a few Christmas gifts to buy, and I'm sort of at loose ends.
Well, I have just the person to tie you together. Would you mind stepping this way? Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Cruzbond.
Good morning, Miss Lehay. Miss Lehay is our new gift counselor. She'll make just loads of suggestions, won't you, Miss Lehay?
Yes, Mr. Cruzbond. Now, if you'll tell me how many there are on the list and what you'd care to spend...
Well, let's see. Now, as far as the ladies are concerned, there are some blondes and brunettes and miscellaneous. The The list is very long.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to be more specific.
Well, there's Dolores with the dancing eyes, and Gloria with the dancing eyes, and Marion. Oh, that Marion, what a figure.
Well, what about her dancing eyes?
Eyes? Oh, I never noticed.
Well, why don't I take you around the store and let you see what we're showing on the models? Then you can tell how your friends will look on Christmas morning.
Oh, models, live ones. Say, this is a ginger peachy idea. Leave us go.
Sorry, this elevator is all full. I have a good mind to take one of these elevators and run it myself.
Now, what makes you think you could run an elevator?
Are you kidding? The ones at Marshall Fields didn't run sideways, you know. Now, this is the fur department. We have silver foxes, blue foxes, IJ foxes, sheared beaver, cleared beaver, seared beaver, and sable. Oh, model, how much is that sable you're wearing?
$15,000.
One of your girlfriends would look awfully smart in that $15,000 coat.
She might look awfully smart, but I'd look awfully silly walking beside her in a $4 barrel.
Now, this is the bathing suit department. Perhaps you'll find something you like in here.
Oh, I'm sure I will, sure.
Now, this Parisienne number is only $27.50.
Where is it?
Right here in my hand.
Oh, I didn't see it. Say, there's not much to it, is there?
Well, frankly, if they make the bathing suits much skimpier, I don't know what's going to happen.
Neither do I, but I want to be there when it does.
Well, it looks like you've gotten everything you wanted. That comes to 1756.32. Now, where shall I send all of them?
No place. Now, look, why don't we...
I said, where shall I send them?
Oh, Dottie, please, I just...
You mean you've been wasting my time? You're not going to buy these gifts to send to your friends?
Oh, honest, I haven't got any friends. Come on, honey, let's go home.
Go home? Why, you come in here, flaunt all those blondes, brunettes, and miscellaneous in my face, and then ask me to go home. Why do you think I left you in the first place? Dolores with the dancing eyes, huh?
Oh, honest, honey, I don't even know those girls. I was just trying to make you jealous.
Well, you certainly succeeded. Brother, how you succeeded. Look, I got myself a job. I'm doing all right. Now, please.
Oh, honey, but I'm lonesome. I haven't even stirred out of the house since you left.
If I hadn't known you for 3 years before we got married, I might believe that.
Well, just to prove it to you, look, you see these Argyle socks?
What about them?
Well, I knitted them myself. And two sweaters.
Well, it's no use. Skip it, forget it, drop it, and beat it.
Oh, gee, just the night before you left, didn't I kiss you right in front of everyone?
That was just to give the children a sense of security.
Well, how are the kids, anyhow?
They're fine, just fine.
Gee, I miss them. I miss everything about them. The piggyback rides and the Sloan's liniment on the shoulders. And the football games and the Sloan's liniment on the back. And the five-hour sessions at the hitching post and the Sloan's liniment.
You should have thought of that when... You should have thought of that when you came home with lipstick on your handkerchief.
That was not lipstick. I had a nosebleed.
Well, if that was blood, Sonny, your corpuscles are full of Chanel number 5.
Oh, Dottie, come on. Won't you come home?
Why? Do you miss my dancing eyes?
As a matter of fact, darling, I do miss your dancing eyes and all the other things about you. It would have been nice, though, all of us back together again. You know, Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah, wouldn't it?
I wonder whether the Salvation Army takes care of lonely husbands.
Oh, you fool, you big fool. Come in.
Oh, darling.
You dear, sweet fool.
How many times have I told you there's no Santa Claus at this store? There's no Santa Claus!
Excuse me, lady. Excuse me just a minute, but I heard you tell that little boy something.
What about it?
Well, I've got news for you. Believe me, there really is a Santa Claus.
Now, the seaworthy crew chiefs, Captain Henry Russell, the orchestra, and a bottle of soy sauce set sail for the Orient on a slow boat to China.
to get you. Want a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Weep on your lovers, weeping on a faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself. Talk about nobody else, all to myself.
Seal test. All kinds of tests are being made these days, but when it comes to judging the goodness of ice cream, Seal test meets the real test. I mean, your own taste test. You buy the ice cream you like the best, and Seal test is America's first choice. It outsells all other ice cream by a wide margin. That's the real test, all right. Proof that it's tops in rich, full-bodied flavor, in smooth, creamy texture, in pure goodness. And rigid Seal test quality control keeps it that way. Every quart, every pint, every spoonful is better in every way. So whenever you crave ice cream,
get the best, get Seal test.
Say, Dottie, before you tell the people about the new Jack Benny, no, Jack Benny, the movie producer, what are you going to sing?
Jack, it's a song first published on January 15th, 1930, by the Whitmark Publishing Company, 1256 Avenue, New York City, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke, and first sung at the Silver Slipper Cafe at 1133 Broadway, New York City, on May 30th, 1930, and the title is For You.
Is there time left to sing it?
I will gather stars out of the blue for you, for you. I'll wear a string of pearls made of the blue.
Gentlemen, you're all familiar with our next guest, Jack Benny. A top flight comedian for many years, Jack Benny has kept millions. Kept millions of people laughing on both screen and radio. Recently, Jack has added another facet to his already brilliant career, and he is now a full-fledged motion picture producer. In fact, along with Brian Donlevy and Claire Trevor, I had the pleasure of appearing in Mr. Benny's first production, The Lucky Stiff, which will soon be released. But to give you an idea of how much this new responsibility has changed Jack, we'll turn back the clock to yesterday afternoon when I visited him at his office to say hello and pick up my check, which was 3 months late. When I walked in, Jack was dictating a letter to his very pretty secretary.
Now let's see. Inasmuch as The Lucky Stiff is my first picture... read that back to me, Miss Lindsay. The whole thing.
Dear sir, inasmuch as The Lucky Stiff is my first picture...
It sounds pretty good so far. Now, Miss Lindsay, what are you laughing at?
That fountain pen in your pocket is tickling my ribs.
Oh, well, let me move it. There. Now, is the fountain pen bothering you?
No. This is fine.
Hello, Jack. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anything.
Oh, well, that's all right. Come in, Dorothy. I got something in my eye, and my secretary was just trying to take it out, isn't it?
She must have been taking it out with her teeth. You've got lipstick all over your face.
I have? Well, that'll be all, Miss Lindsay. I'd like to get up now. Thanks.
Where do you want me to send the letter?
The letter? What letter? Oh, yes, the letter, yes. Just say, I cannot see the advisability of a tie-up between your company and the Lucky Stiff at this time. Send it to Forest Lawn. Use a cent and a half stamp. You see, don't seal the envelope. Just tuck in the flap, and it'll get there. You know.
Yes, honey. I mean, yes, sir, Mr. Benny.
That's a very attractive secretary you have, Jack.
Yeah, she's very efficient too. She was recommended to me by Georgie Jessel. by the way, Dorothy, did you get that package I sent over to your house?
Yes, it came this morning, and I want to thank you very much.
Well, I understand it's customary for the producer to present the star with a gift when the picture is finished.
Well, I still think it was very sweet of you. How did you know I like spearmint?
Well, I just took a chance. You know, it's awfully hard to pick out a present for a girl like you, Dorothy. You've got everything, you know.
Not quite, Jack. I still haven't received my last salary check.
Oh, yes, it's right here on my desk. I was wondering when you were going to come in and pick it up. I was thinking maybe you'd forgotten about it, you know. Here it is, Dorothy.
Thanks. Well, let go of it.
Oh, I'm sorry, it just stuck to my fingers.
Oh, that's all right.
You have a hard time saying corpuscles, haven't you? I was just... I didn't know if I heard it before. I didn't know.
That's right, Jack. Say.
Well, nothing hard, you know, just corpuscles, just like blood. It doesn't mean anything.
I got no blood left. That's all right, Jack. Yeah. Say, while I think of it, don't forget you're going to be a guest on my program tomorrow night. Write some jokes like that.
Yes, I almost forgot it. I've been so busy. When I come on your program, what'll I talk about?
Well, you can mention that you're a producer now and how different it is.
Well, I don't know whether I ought to do that, Dorothy. You see, if I talk about The Lucky Stiff, I'll have to say it's a Jack Benny production produced by Jack Benny, a Jack Benny presentation, you know. It might sound like I'm plugging myself too much. You know.
Well, maybe you'll think of something else.
I doubt it. Oh, Dottie, I forgot to tell you. You know, we had a sneak preview of The Lucky Stiff last night. And after the... come back here. We're over, you know, in about 3 minutes. And after the picture was over, I went out in the lobby and mingled with the people to get their reaction of the picture, and they loved it.
Well, didn't they recognize you?
No, no, no. You see, I wore a white cap and apron, and I pretended I was selling popcorn, you know. I sold over 100 bags in 5 minutes. Isn't that remarkable?
Gee, it sounds like we've got a hit.
Sure, and you can't even say corpuscles. And you're gonna... Oh, the picture... Dottie, the picture can't miss. Now, remember the scene where Brian Dunleavy and Claire Trevor walk in and you...
Oh, Mr. Benny, can I see you for a moment?
What's wrong, Miss Lindsay?
It's that writer you hired yesterday. He's sick.
Already? They always wait till they're on salary and then they get sick. What's the matter with him?
He's coughing, shivering, sneezing, and sniffling.
Well, give him a four-way cold tablet and tell him to lie down for a few minutes. He can be sick on his own time.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge.
Jack, aren't you afraid you'll spoil your writer coddling him that way?
Oh, I can't help it, Dorothy. I try to be tough, but I guess I just haven't got it in me, you know. I'm just a big, soft-hearted slob, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, huh? I guess I'll run along, Jack. Thanks for the check.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't go yet, Dorothy. There's something I want to talk to you about. A new story that I start...
Mr. Benny, Lou Foster, your director's here. He wants to see you.
Oh, yes. Send him in, by all means. Dorothy, isn't Lou Foster a wonderful director?
Oh, yes.
A great guy, isn't
he? And he's
a
great director, too.
Oh, pardon me.
Stop jumping my lines. I've seen him handle the most difficult actors and never once lose his temper.
I'll kill him! I'll strangle that Benny with my bare hands.
Oh, there you are, you double-crosser.
Now, Lulu, Mr. Foster, take it easy. Now, put down that megaphone.
Lou, I'm surprised at you. I've never seen you act this way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy, but you don't know what I've been through with this man. It's been agony.
Oh, I don't know. Name one producer who could have done a better job in this picture than I did. Name one, just one.
Sam Goldwyn, Hal Wallace, Daryl Zanuck.
You name three. I only asked you to name one. Couldn't even name one.
Now, Lou, try to control your temper.
Oh, I've tried. Believe me. I didn't mind when Benny made me shoot a mob scene with only four people.
I wanted a small mob, that's all. A million people for a mob scene.
I didn't care when he wanted me to make the actors work twice as fast and shoot the picture in slow motion to save time.
And money, that's important too, you know.
But when he stuck in an added scene in the picture without even telling me about it, me, the director, that was the end.
But, Lou, what on earth happened?
Well, last night at the sneak preview, just as the picture was reaching the climax, Brian Dunleavy flings open the closet to expose the killer, and who is sitting there but Jack Benny yelling, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T.
Well, I think it's a very cute scene.
Jack, how could you use our picture to plug Lucky Strikes?
I beg your pardon. In this case, LSMFT means Lucky Stiff Must Fill Theaters. I wasn't even thinking of Lucky Strikes, Miss Corpuscles.
All right, Mr. Benny. But if you insist on keeping that scene, then I'm going to add a scene. Another murder.
But, Lou, we can't possibly have another murder in the picture.
This one won't be in the picture. Think it over. Goodbye.
How do you like that? Looks like a short Don Wilson. Now, where were we, Dorothy?
I was sitting here and you were hiding under the desk.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, anyway, I want to tell you about the story I bought for my next picture. I paid a lot of money for it. It's got...
Mr. Benny, the writer is feeling better now. He wants to eat lunch.
Oh. Well, here's the key. Let him out. See that he gets back in half an hour.
Yes, sir.
As I was saying, Dorothy, there's a great part for you in this new story I bought.
Well, I'm always interested in a good part, Jack. What's it all about?
Well, look at it. Oh, it's wonderful. Now, listen. You play the part of a deaf mute, a beautiful girl who can't hear or talk. Now, there's a villain who's responsible for all your unhappiness. But a handsome young doctor comes along and takes you out of your misery. It's a great story. Never been done. And I've got a great title for it, too. Jimmy Belinda. What's the matter, Dorothy? Dorothy, don't you like it?
But, Jack, that's the story of Johnny Belinda.
What?
I saw the picture only last week. Jane Wyman played in it.
How do you like that?
And I bought that story from Rochester. Wait till I get my hands on him, Jimmy Belinda.
Jack Benny, that was wonderful. I know your millions of friends will be all listening to you on your own Lucky Strike cigarette show next Sunday on this same network. And now, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about our guests for our own show next week.
Get the basket seal test.
Santa Claus has good things in store, and so does your seal test dealer. Just wait till you taste Seal Test chocolate chip ice cream, the flavor of the month for December. It's something special. Creamy, rich vanilla ice cream, chock full of real bittersweet chip chocolate. And say, here's another festive treat. Red Raspberry Tarts, the Seal Test dessert of the month. You'll find them an eyeful and a mouthful of the finest ice cream eating ever. Individual shells filled with wonderful Seal Test vanilla ice cream, topped with plenty of red ripe raspberries and honest-to-goodness whipped cream. A holiday green halo of it for a heavenly dish. Try both Seal Test Red Raspberry Tarts and Seal Test Chocolate Chip Ice Cream. When you treat the family to ice cream...
Get the basket seal test.
And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, George Murphy and Jack Benny, visit us again real soon, won't you? And along with the fun, your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next Thursday, our guests will be a pair of visitors from Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly, together with another great screen star, Edward Arnold. So until then, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris, Hugh Wedlock, and Howard Snyder. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. George Murphy appeared through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor motion picture Three Musketeers, starring Lana Turner, Gene Kelly, and June Alston. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, and as our guests, Edward Arnold and Fibber McGee and Molly. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
This is the last number of the ninth program in the new Jell-O series, and I reckon we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Come along, Daisy. I'll take you home on my horse.
Oh, we both can't get on, can we?
That's right. Good night.
J-E-L-L-O.